We've been very pleased with the progress Clay has made so far. So we've split the reps, or primarily work Clay with the ones today, and that'll be a good competition throughout camp, we anticipate, with him and Jeremy.
Coach, it seems like Coach Green is constantly riding Clay and staying on top of him. Is that because he's a rookie, or is it just his intensity as a coach?
I just think that's Kevin Green's coaching style. I mean, everybody has a style that fits their personality. But their job description is to teach and demand, and that's the way Kevin goes about it.
Coach, how important is it to get a set group of number ones on the offensive line, and how close do you think you are to that right now?
Well, we're not close to it, number one, to setting the offensive line, but you like to make that decision, obviously, sooner than later. And we'll work that at least here for the next week and a half, 2 weeks, until we start trying to make a decision.
Mike, you weren't happy with your opponents earlier.
Well, I mean, Sean spends a lot of time with these guys, and they've been here, you know, throughout the spring and the, you know, early part of pre-training camp. You definitely see the progress that they've made since then. But, you know, it's performance time, so you want to see them both compete and someone step up and take the job. So I think we're heading that direction.
Do you have any idea how long it'll be before you retest with Barnett and Jones?
Well, I mean, Nick is... he's on a workout plan, and he's moving forward. But as far as a retest to make a decision, I don't anticipate that happening this week. And really, Jones is day to day, so we are not going to test him today. So we'll see where he is in the morning.
Any word on Johnny?
Johnny had the boot on today, so Pat's hoping it's within a week. Is about the time frame we're looking at.
Mike, what happened to college?
I don't know his exact injury right now, but he was rolled up in one of the team periods.
Mike, you talked about Aaron's ability in the past, command of the offense, leadership this year. What would you like to see him improve on this team?
Well, first of all, you want him to be a better player, and that's what the offseason's for as far as addressing your fundamental aspects of his play, and I think he's done that, and he just, you know, run the offense at a higher rate of efficiency. You always want to throw for a higher completion percentage. If you're looking for a statistic to grab onto, you want to throw for more touchdowns and less turnovers. So, I mean, those are the things that we're focused on. We'll definitely move in that direction with the, you know, the amount of reps that he'll have this year. Again, with the first group, you know, from a perimeter standpoint, I think perimeter on offense has been a strong part of our football team for the last couple of years. So it's nice to see that group get better and better each week. We had some guys that were kind of gassed there at the end. I mean, these are long, you know, long practices, a lot of reps, a lot of fundamental time. So it's by design. I know it's taxing, particularly for our big guys. There's a lot of reps here for our big guys, and once again, that's by design. So we're definitely going to challenge those groups.
Mike, you wanted a more physical camp this time around. You see that what you're getting?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very evident. The practices are longer. That the team reps are, there's more reps there. You got to be smart. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, bite off my nose to spite my face, but we've challenged these guys so far in these first four practices.
How nice is it to have Ryan Grant going from the beginning of camp this year?
Very nice. I mean, it's nice to see him healthy legs, and you know he's still a relatively young player, and he needs training camp. He needs to work on the little things, the fundamentals, and this is the time of year you get it done.
Speaking of staying healthy, how big of a contributor do you think Justin Harrell is going to be this season?
Well, I mean, availability and accountability. You know, first thing is you got to be available. So his health is his biggest obstacle. I see a young player that's improving. So, I anticipate Justin being healthy, that he'll definitely contribute.
Rick, are you still sort of sorting through who does what in terms of blitzers? Who does what best? Who your most effective guys are? Is that what you're doing here?
I think Dom has clearly identified the playmakers as far as who's able to pressure. But, you know, when we put pressures in it, we don't, you know, every pressure is based on, okay, we want you to blitz. I mean, there's other elements that, you know, determine who comes and when they come. So, you know, there's concept blitzes, there's personnel blitzes and so forth. But, you know, I don't really want to get into specifics of our scheme, especially in the media, but. You know, I think Dom has identified who the playmakers are on defense.
Coach, how much improvement do you expect from the running game this season coming? last season?
I'm going to have to go look at it. I don't know if it's that bad. I mean, I know where his ranked is, but, you know, our offense was number six in the National Football League. So you do get credit when the ball moves. I mean, we're going to run the ball better than we did last year. That's the goal. I think, number one, we're more mature in the run-blocking unit. I think our backs are a year better. Our quarterback's going to be a year better of keeping us in best play available mentality. So I look at all those elements to contribute to being a better run game. So it's important. But, you know, the first thing, you've got to move the ball down the field and put in the end zone. And offensively, we've done a pretty good job of that, particularly the last 2 years. And there's a standard there, and we obviously want to exceed that this year.
Does that mean using more than just Grant?
I'm sorry?
Is he using Grant on more guys than he did last year? Grant, obviously.
A lot of things factor into that. We have a starting running back, and I'm very, very impressed with Deshaun Wynn. I think he's having an outstanding training camp so far. Brandon Jackson has been very consistent. He gives a different type of style back than Ryan Grant. You know, you got to be excited by Lumpkin and Sutton. He's productive with his reps. So you never have enough good running backs, and the most important thing is to be able to line up and run the football week in and week out, regardless of who's back here carrying it.